When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to your short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then, zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. That's Indeed.com/hire.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, continental U.S. only while supplies last.
Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
Back at Harrison, where the Goblins have a 35-0 lead over Mountain Home at halftime. We'll recap the first half coming up here in just a little bit. First, though, we are joined by Dell Leonard here at halftime. And, Dell, we'll talk mostly about golf here because it's that season. And let's talk about how the golf teams are doing. We'll start with the girls playing very well right now, aren't they?
Playing really well. We have two young ladies that are scored in the 70s, and that's respectively. Sydney Chinskowski and Kenzie Collins are both right there, one and two. There's probably one or two strokes difference in their averages, and you know, that's really, really good to have a high school golfer, a young lady, and much less to have two of them that are they're playing that well and shooting that well.
Let's talk about the boys' side, how they're playing right now.
Playing good. You know, Luke Jackson, and I'm real happy for him. He hadn't been able to be involved in athletics, really, for 2 years healthy. You know, he came on and played a little bit last year in basketball, but you know, he wasn't 100%. But you know, this is the first time, and he's not even 100% right now, but he's such a good athlete that has so much club head speed with excellent hand eye coordination. And I've never seen a guy hit it as far as he does and still keep it in the fairway. But he's put a couple of he shot par the other day just in a practice round, but he's had a 75 and a 77 this year. He's playing well. Chris Waymire, our other senior, has come on really strong here lately. He had a 79 a couple of matches ago and then come back with an 81. Weston Hoover, you know, is a sophomore, has not been playing the game that long, but he's really made huge strides in, I guess, a year and a half of playing the game. And he's very capable of being right there with Chris and Luke score-wise. And Rifkin Finley's a freshman who is a really talented freshman, has been around the game a lot, and he's in our top four right now. And then, you know, I hate it. You know, the older I get, the more I forget, so I hope I don't miss anybody. But the rest of our roster is Gage Chaney, freshman. Will Beckham's a freshman. We had a big loss with Billy Knox. He had an injury and had surgery, and he finished last year in the top five, so that hurt us losing Billy. And but he's been around the team, been a great leader. His little brother Stephen Knox is a freshman, and then we got Connor Estes and Duncan Conley, who are also freshmen. We're really, really young on the boys' side. If you don't mind, I'd like to go ahead and mention the rest of the girls. I mentioned Sydney Chinskowski and Kenzie Collins, who just both of them are all-state golfers. And, of course, last year Kenzie went to the overalls. I guess it's overalls for golf. And then you've got Haley Shasheen, who is really playing well here of late, and Ella Brashears. Kennedy Wyatt is a junior for our team, and then Madeline Smith is a sophomore.
A few weeks ago, we had the Ultimate Golf Tournament, and boy, that is such a huge draw. Boy, it just keeps growing each year, doesn't it?
It's unbelievable how many people want to come over. And, you know, of course, Big Creek and the way they do things, and Todd Dunaway, our pro at Big Creek, and he just makes it feel like a PGA event for the kids and does a great job. And he and I spent a lot of time getting ready for that. And Big Creek's gracious because they don't charge an entry fee to the kids. You know, everybody wants to come over, and it's, we've had so many, I think we had 15 different schools this past year, and, you know, we'll continue to have as many as we can. That's really the cap. It's, you don't really, can't really cap it by schools. You kind of cap it by the number of players, and the maximum number of players you can have is 108. That's going to be 36 threesomes on the course, which is a long day, but you're getting, a lot of high school kids are getting to play.
What's ahead for the golf teams?
Well, we actually have a little bit of a break. Unfortunately, we were rained out our last two matches. I say rained out. You can play golf in the rain, but if it starts lightning, you know, it's weathered out, I should say. And, you know, we lost our – we didn't get to play our match at home Wednesday against Salem. That's varsity boys and varsity girls. And then we actually drove over here yesterday to Harrison, got two holes in, and had to come home because of the weather. So we're off until next Saturday, and be kind of a good little stretch here to get some good practice in with a short game, and everybody get to work on their weaknesses and continue to stay where they're at with their strengths or get better. But we got the Conway Invitational down in Conway at Centennial, the Centennial Country Club in Conway. We got that tournament with our varsity boys and our varsity girls next Saturday, and then we kind of have a busy week after that, and before we know it's playoffs start.
Wow. Seems like you just started too, didn't it?
It really does. And, you know, golf's a short season, but it really starts before we start classes.
That's right.
And, you know, you started talking about practicing. You know, Tom Chinskowski started working with our girls last spring. So they've been – it's a short season schedule-wise, but, you know, you better be working at it year-round, and we got a lot of kids who do that.
You bet. Dale, good to see you. Appreciate you coming up.
Always good to see you, Brad.
Dale Leonard, we'll take a break. Matt will check scores for us from around the state with our studio report. It's halftime, 35-0. Harrison with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Super Liner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up.
Mm-hmm.
And Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here. And you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home. The number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening once again from the studio. We are at halftime, and Mountain Home is trailing Harrison, the fifth-ranked team in Class 5A, according to the Arkansas Sports Media, by a score of 35-0. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, again, one team is idle this week, and that is West Memphis. They are currently ranked third in Class 6A. Searcy is leading Sheridan right now, 13-0. That was the last score we had from the first quarter. Jonesboro is trailing Batesville 3-0 in the second quarter. Jacksonville is up on Mills 14-0 in the second quarter. Sylvan Hills, last check, was trailing Little Rock Catholic 7-2 in the first quarter. Pine Bluff, who is ranked 7th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, is tied with Cabot 14-all in the second quarter. And Marion is up on Wynn 14-10 at halftime. On the local level, Yellville Summit playing at Green Forest this evening. Have yet to see a score on that one. Salem is leading Mountain View 24-0 at halftime. Melbourne is up on Midland 40-0 at the break. It is Marshall trailing Hector 35-0 at halftime. On the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 teams that we have not yet mentioned, three teams are idle this week. They are number 1, North Little Rock, number 2, Bryant, and number 9, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A. Third-ranked Fayetteville is up on Owosso, Oklahoma, 17-3 in the second quarter. Number 4, Bentonville, is trailing number 10, Conway, 7-3 at halftime. It is number 5, Greenwood, who's also ranked number 1 in Class 6A, losing to Fort Smith Northside, who's ranked number 6 in the state. 17-7 is the score at halftime. And number 8, Bentonville West, is losing to Fort Smith Southside by a score of 23-14. In the Class 6A top 10 teams that we have not yet gotten to, number 4, Benton, is playing host to the 4th-ranked team in Class 4A, Arkadelphia, and right now it is have actually yet to see a score on that one as of yet. And number 5, El Dorado, is up on Camden Fairview 14-0 in the second quarter. Among the Class 5A top 5 teams that we haven't yet got to, number 2, Little Rock Christian, is all over Valonia 43-0 in the second quarter. Number 3, Texarkana, is leading Liberty Eloy, Texas 7-0 at halftime. Number 4, Little Rock McClellan, is idle this week. Among the Class 4A top 5 teams that we hadn't yet gotten to, number 1, Warren, is idle this week. Number 2, Joe T. Robinson, is up on Rogers 35-0 in the second quarter. It is number 3, Nashville, leading Hope 7-0. That was the last score we had from the first quarter. And number 5, Rivercrest, is playing at Paragould this evening. Have yet to see a score on that one. In the Class 3A top 5, number 1, Boonville, is at Ozark this evening, and it is Boonville up 21-7 at halftime. Second-ranked Clinton is at home against Heber Springs this evening. Let's see if we can find the score on that one. It is Clinton leading the Panthers 12-7 in the second quarter. Number 3, Prescott, is up on Mena 34-7 in the second quarter. And also, number 5, Charleston, is trailing Dardanelles in the second quarter 13-6. Fourth-ranked McGee is idle this week. One final score already from Monday night. It was number One Foreman losing to Smackover 45-24. Smackover will play the third ranked team in Class 2A tomorrow. That will be Junction City. And number 5, Conway Christian, is leading Spring Hill in the second quarter 34-0. Number 2, Mount Ida, and number 4, Hazen, are both idle this week. We will take a break, get you back to Brad and Bob at the stadium in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home trailing Harrison 35-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7. Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to your short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then, zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. That's Indeed.com/hire.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
Now, back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime, 35-0 our score as Harrison has the lead over Mountain Home. Neil Denton from the Bulletin keeping some stats, and 330 passing yards in the first half for the Goblins, Bob. And tell you what, it seemed like every time Ben Johnson dropped back to pass, there was somebody wide open.
Well, we've said it 100 times, you either rush the passer or play defense, and we're not doing either very well right now. You have 330 yards passing in a half, and one of them a 99-and-a-half-yard throw. That's, they figured out something, and we're going to have to make an adjustment to stop it. I don't think we'll see them throw the ball that much in the second half, but you never can tell.
Never, yeah, exactly. Especially in this rivalry.
Yeah.
35-0, our halftime score. All right, you talked about defense. Offensively, what do the Bombers have to do, Bob?
The same thing we need to do all the time. We can't let them snap the football. You know, we've shown a propensity to give up the big play, and very often defensively, the best thing we can do, is we're not going to get the ball, is make them turn it over one way or the other by punt or by downs or by fumble, interception, and then keep the ball away from them. That's the only hope we got, is to keep the ball away from them and not let them snap the football.
Big uphill battle, especially since the clock will be running. Mercy rule will be in effect once the second half gets started. We'll take a break. We'll start the second half in just a moment. It's 35-0. Harrison with the lead at the break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years. And they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
ASA is moving us in the right direction with Arkansas values and Arkansas common sense. Under Asa Hutchinson's strong leadership, 70,000 new jobs have been created. Income taxes are lower, and more tax cuts are on the way. ASA took the bold step to add computer coding in every high school. ASA reformed Medicaid expansion, working with the Trump administration to require those who can to work while receiving benefits. Asa Hutchinson, Governor. Paid for by ASA for Governor.
Back at Harrison, about ready to get this second half underway. Bombers won the opening toss and took the ball. That means Harrison will have the ball to start the second half here.
And, it, you know, regardless of score, you know, their starters are going to play one or two series in the second half. That's just pretty normal unless they make a change here. Now, they do have a different quarterback. Is that 15, a different quarterback warming up over the sideline here in front of us?
Yeah, that is the backup, Cole Keelan.